In this video, I'm going to demonstrate how to perform the tasks of missing value handling, feature selection, and data splitting. Let's start with the adult census income data. First, let's take a look at the dataset. Right-click and select Visualize. We can see that there are missing values in data columns of work class, occupation, etc. Next, I'm going to show you how to use missing value scrubber to handle missing values. Let's search for missing value scrubber, put into the experiment, connect to the dataset. From the right-hand side, we can see there are a few options we can choose for this module. There are a few ways of replacing the missing values. Here, we chose to replace the missing values with zeros and do not generate an indicator column. Now let's click Run. It's finished. Let's take a look at the results. We can see work class column and occupation column no longer have missing values. Next, I'm going to demonstrate how to select columns. Let's see, project columns. Add into the experiment. Connect with previous module. Launch the column selector. Add all columns. And then exclude columns named the weight column. Click Done. Let's click Run. It's done. Let's take a look at the data set. We can see that the weight column has been removed. In machine learning, we typically do a three-way data split. We split the data into training, validation, and test sets. This can be done in two steps. First, let's add the split module and connect with the previous step and split the data into train and test. And then add the split module and then split the data again into training and validation. Now we are ready to run. Next, I'm going to show you how to do feature selection. Let's use mutual information. Select the target column, which is the income, and say a number of tether features as 8. Now we are ready to run. The left side contains the future data set. We can see the number of features has been selected. The right output contains the features selected and together with their metrics. The left output contains the future data set. As you can see, only 8 selected features plus the target column. Here is how we utilize training, validation, and test data sets. We use the training data to learn the model parameters. We use the validation data set to optimize the model parameters. And we use the test data to assess the model performance.